This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. She is a grown woman in a field filled with younger and younger girls. She's a full-throated singer with powerful lyrics and a layered sound who came of age at a time when pop princesses were all the rage. And although she tours constantly, she refuses to give her life over to the tabloids in an age when the comings and goings of celebrities fills the headlines. Who else are we talking about but K.T. Tunstall? Her album called Eye to the Telescope was the first many Americans heard from the British artist, and her song Black Horse and the Cherry Tree became a hit on both sides of the Atlantic.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
The song earned Tunstall a Grammy nomination, and that debut album sold millions. She followed up with her 2007 release, Drastic Fantastic, and now she's back with her third album. It's called Tiger Suit. And she was kind enough to join us here in Washington, D.C. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Lovely to be here.
You're awfully good spirits for somebody who is as jet-lagged as you have to be. I mean, you flew in from the U.K., you're in L.A., you're headed to New York for, you know, one of those crazy o'clock early morning experiences. How do you stay so good-humored despite
that schedule? This is partly what Tiger Suit is about, actually. I'm wearing Tiger Suit. Because I'm actually in a really bad mood. I've been in a bad mood all day, west to east coast jet lag.
Well, you hide it well if you're in a bad mood. But what do you mean by tiger suit? You say that's why you call it tiger suit. What is your tiger suit?
It's like a kind of metaphorical armor. Because I always felt that I went on stage as myself. I'm not a musician who has a character. But I acknowledged, taking some time out, that there, you do kind of augment yourself, that when you go on stage, I want to go on as a warrioress, I want to go on and be who I want to be, and something happens when you do that. And I realized that I kind of got to the stage where I was wearing this armor all the time, and when it comes to writing songs, I've got to take it off and hang it on the wall and wait until I need it again, because it's actually can be quite obstructive not being able to access your vulnerability and your rawness.
You did talk about the kind of wanting to be a warrior woman, and you told my colleague Scott Simon a couple of years ago that you wanted to, in part as a performer, avoid being the stigma of being the girl with the guitar. And I think, I'm wondering what you meant by that. I think a lot of us think of, you know, Phoebe and Friends.
Exactly.
You know, saying like, la, 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 la.
It's a little different over here because you guys have just got such a deep well for singer-songwriters to draw from. I mean, you have blues and you have country. And we in Britain haven't got them. They're borrowed. So our culture for singer-songwriting can be full tilt therapy session, you know. And here I've always found that it's a little more positive, and there's a kind of, there's more colours to choose from, really, I feel, with the singer-songwriter genre over here.
Obviously, people really do appreciate what you have to say and the way you have to say it. And I'm wondering if you have a sense of what it is that people are responding to.
I can't really analyze it too much because it would just make me go crazy. All I know is that I dig deep and try really hard to impress myself. And once I've done that, I want to take that material, go out and have a really good time. And it seems to just be really infectious.
Well, speaking of that, let's hear something from the new album. I think you're going to play Weirdo.
I am. This is my song, Still a Weirdo. It's quite kind of thumping, upbeat album, and this is like the little runt of the litter. This is the little fragile guy in the corner.
Okay, here it is. Still a Weirdo.
Took for granted that things will always go the way I wanted. Oh, I was gonna be a treetop, a sea, a boat, a rock of ages. I don't always get it right. Yeah. I see it in a different kind of light. Pay my little automatic to grow into a soul less static. Here I am upon the same spot, attempting to lift off into space. I don't always get it right, but a thousand different ways and I just might pay my lip service, keep it eloquent, optimistic but never quite elegant. Still a weirdo, still a weirdo after all.
I'm thinking of so many people like sitting in their bedroom listening to this and feeling, okay, I'm going to be okay. KT says
exactly.
So I think I'm going to be
like
okay.
It's like a kind of, yeah. It's going to be okay song for myself. Yeah. It was just a rare moment where I think that as human beings, we have this habit to kind of justify who we are by telling ourselves who we are all the time. We'll say, I believe in this. I don't believe in that. I like this, but I don't like that. And it's almost like a security thing to be able to define ourselves that way. And sometimes you can get stuck in something that you don't actually believe anymore. And it was kind of one of those moments where I just kind of got a look under my hood, if you will, and went, okay, well, I'm actually not what I thought I was. But it's okay. I'll go with it. It's fine.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking with singer-songwriter KT Tunstall. We're talking about her new album, Tiger Suit, and whatever else is on her mind. And I was thinking about all the ways that people can feel that they're not, you know, okay. And, you know, ethnicity does sometimes play a role in that. I read in an interview that you have a very interesting background, which you talked about some. You are adopted. You're multiracial. Raised in Scotland, but you know that your birth mother is Chinese. One of the things that you said in an interview that I was very touched by was that you said, you know, you have talked about this, but you don't talk about it a lot because you don't want to wind up hurting someone. Mm. And I did wonder about that. Is it because if you sort of plant your flag in one country, then it kind of leaves out all the other,
it's politics. Oh,
other
politics.
Countries? And...
No, it's more that it's such a sensitive issue. And I think that certainly as an adult, I mean, I can't talk directly on behalf of my parents, but, you know, I can only imagine what it's like bringing up an adopted child and, you know, making them feel as loved as you possibly can. But there's always going to be that slight disconnect where I'm not going to understand what it's like for them to adopt a kid, and they're never going to understand what it feels like to be adopted. And that's the thing where you need to kind of cross the bridge and just keep holding hands with each other. But I think the thing that I've noticed, which I didn't realize, was it never becomes that much less sensitive. You know, we've all got very deep, fragile feelings about this issue. And although we're a very, very strong family, and I did make contact with my birth mother about 10 years ago, and it's not easy, I'm not going to lie. It was very fulfilling. It enriched my life. I was glad I did it, but it's not plain sailing. And that's all I'll say.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she's a good person. But it's it's just something that I'm dealing with all the time myself. So it's not something that I'm actually qualified to be able to talk to people I don't know, because it's very private and very sensitive.
But I am always fascinated by the question of an artist who, by definition, plumbs the depths of things that are very difficult for the rest of us, often faces things that often the rest of us don't want to face, how much you share and how much you keep to yourself and
decision. Well, exactly. And people might question, well, why is she talking? Why did she tell anyone in the first place? And it's like, well, that is an important part of me as a creative person, because no one else in my family is musical at all. So there is this wild card in me that doesn't really make sense unless I say, well, actually... Maybe this is part of why.
Let's have a little bit more from the new album, if you
like.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we were going to play Fade Like a Shadow.
You grew wings on your high, but you let it out your ribcage and it flew into the dark like a ghost, just like a ghost. And it flutters by my window when I need my sleep the most. So I choose.
That was Katie Tunstall in Fade Like a Shadow. It's on her new album, Tiger Suit. It's kind of harsh, you know, now that I'm sitting here, I'm listening to the lyrics. That's kind of harsh.
It's a harsh song.
It's harsh.
I'm a big Tarantino fan, and I love when you're watching his movies that he'll show you a scene, and it might be a really disturbing scene, and he could put some really disturbing music with it, and you would just be disturbed. But instead, he'll give you like this real juxtaposition of music with the scene that really questions how you think about something and questions how you feel about something. And I really like that this was a pretty dark subject. I basically, someone I met really had a negative effect on me, and it was like I was being haunted by them. And I just thought, okay, I'm just going to write this really upbeat song of empowerment to exorcise this person, basically. And I do like that. I do like kind of using opposing feelings and putting them together.
Yeah, it's funny because I was listening to it in the car, but then I'm listening to it with you and I'm thinking, whoa. That's kind of, how has the fame thing been working for you? A lot of people will have heard your music, even if they're not sure that, even if they don't know that it's yours.
I really want to tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
Last time I was in New York, I went to a party. And I met a friend of a friend, and she was a really fashionista, beautiful girl. And she said, oh, what do you do? I said, I'm a musician. And she said, oh, what do you play? I said, I play guitar and I sing. And she said, oh, what's your music like? And that's like a really hard question, because what do you say? How do you sum yourself up like that? And she's really fashionable. So I'm thinking, I bet she's seen Devil Wears Prada. You know, it's like, so have you seen Devil Wears Prada? She goes, I love that movie. I said, well, that's me, the song at the start. She was like, I've got you on my iPod. I was like, it's so funny that you bought my music. And like, here we are talking and you had no idea.
Suddenly I See was in the sitcom Ugly Betty and in the movie The Devil Wears Prada. You know, for the fashionista who said, I love that music. That's what we're talking about. But let's have a little bit more from the new album. What should we hear as we sadly and regretfully let you go?
It would be rude not to recap and thank you guys for supporting what I've been doing in the past. So I think I shall play my breakout single for you, which is Black Horse and the Cherry Tree.
That's awesome. Thank you. And to hear more K.T. Tunstall perform right here in Studio 4B, please go to our website, go to the programs menu of NPR.org and select Tell Me More.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Big black horse said, look this way. Said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no.